Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad to see all of you here. God bless you for coming. I know it was you had morning service, but you're still here to worship with us. God bless you for coming. Tonight is, as you already know, is praise and worship night. And then normally there's no much formality in the praise and worship night. So feel free to raise up your hands, dance, shake yourself. I could see Nicola already waving the hands. So feel free to do whatever you want here to praise our God. Any form or anyhow you want to praise God, please feel free to do that. And then, yes, so the book of Psalm verse 145 says that, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. I presume that that's all we are here to praise our God and give him praise. If not for the death of Christ, we just celebrated Easter. So if not for the death of Christ, we wouldn't know where we would have been right now. So we are just here to lift up the name of God and give him praise. Our first song will be, Lord, I lift up your name, and we give him God praise. The second one will be, what a beautiful name. And after that, we will pause for those who choose songs, come and explain if they would be. All right, so the first one will be, Lord, I lift up your name. And the next one will be, what a beautiful name. Indeed, what a beautiful name. Yeah? Feel free to sit down or rise whenever you can.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
If you can have your seat. Indeed, our God has no rival and he has no equal. Hallelujah. The next song is from Jade. It says, "Been So Good." Jade, will you explain to us why you chose the song? Yeah, come.
So it's quite a new song, so I'm not entirely sure if a lot of people in this church are going to know it, but it's a song that spoke to me in a lot of ways and resonates with me in a lot of ways, and I kind of just wanted to share the love with everyone and just let you listen to the words, really. And yeah, just hope you love it as much as I do. So if you don't know it, just hum along and you will love it. So
Let me take our seats. Indeed, God is a good friend, and he has been so good to all of us. The next song was chosen by myself. It's called The King of Kings. There is a verse in this song that says, in the morning you rose all of, and all of heaven was held its breath, till the stone was moved for good. So it's not that the stone was moved for a couple of days or a couple of years, but the stone was moved for good. And the Lamb, which was Jesus, conquered the death. And then after the death of Christ, the Church of Christ was born. Now we have hope. We have hope that that stone, which was rolled on that day, has been rolled over for good. By that blood and in his name, we are free. And in his freedom, all of us are again free. So this song, indeed, I quite recollect, I just put my father to rest a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't imagine that the man that I was speaking to, I visited him on Friday, I spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday I got back to the UK, and he passed away on Monday. So it was quite like a very difficult moment, but I just thank God that because that stone was rolled away for good, I know that on that resurrection morning, when Jesus comes, I will meet him again. And then we all be free because God or Jesus has conquered death. And in his freedom, we are also free. So that's what the King of Kings says, that in Jesus' freedom, which conquered death on that third day, all of us are free. I can imagine if Jesus Christ had not resurrected on the third day. I can't imagine where all of us would have been today. But because he rose up and that stone was rolled away for good, we are sitting here and giving praise and worship to our God. So please feel free to stand whenever you are free, and then we will sing King of Kings. And after that, we will sing This I Believe, because we believe that Jesus rose again on the third day.
Waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was
Next one is this: I believe. We believe that indeed we praise, we have a God that is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kindly take our seats. Can we enter into a time of prayer? Father, we thank you and we give you praise for such an opportunity to come before your grace and worship you. We give you praise and we exalt your name. We thank you, O Lord, for the life you've given us as individuals and as a church community as a whole. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we recite the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The next three songs, it's from Terry. And first one, it says, greater than it all and a thousand hallelujahs. Terry, you want to say something?
Well, you know me, I don't like to talk. Is it? I've got it because it's got bits of music. So the first one, greater than it all, just whatever
can decide to sit or stand if you want, and then you start with greater than it all, and then you sing the next one, a thousand hallelujahs.
I
Shall we take our seats? Indeed, He alone deserves our glory. If not for God, where would we have been? The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 10 says, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and by His grace towards me, I am not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than all of them, though it was not but the grace of God that is within me. So we give 1,000 and even 10,000 hallelujahs to God tonight, because it is just by the grace of God we are whom we are. And by the grace towards us, we are not in vain, or we live not in vain. I don't know if the tech team has Psalm 23 on there so that we can recite it together. Yeah. Yay. Shall we recite together, please? The Lord. Lord is my shepherd. Amen. So the next two songs is Open My Heart. As I intentionally made us read the Psalm 23 because I see the Psalm 23 as an assurance for Christians. Whatever you go through, you walk through the valley of shadow of death, God is saying that His rod and His staff will comfort you every time of your life. So I pray that tonight God will open our hearts so that we see this assurance that is embedded in the Bible. And after that, a song is exalted. So once we open our hearts and we see this assurance from God, then after, His name will be exalted. So the next song after Open My Heart is He is Exalted. So we open our hearts and we see this assurance. And after everything has gone downward with us, we will exalt His name. Amen. Thank you. take our seats, please. Indeed, our King is exalted on high. You bear with me that no other God should be exalted more than our God. So we give our God praise and we lift up his name high. Hallelujah. The next three songs, we're going to sing it together. And then after that, we will share our benediction. And then there will be teas and coffees in the lounge. So please feel free to help yourself with teas and coffees. The next song will be Greatest Hallelujah. The Lord's my shepherd, and yet not I, but through Christ in me. I think this song was sung this morning. And I quite love this song. The reason is we couldn't have done anything through our own strength and our might, but just the grace of God that has helped us, or that has helped us to come before this grace. So I again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 10, says that, but the grace of God, it is just by the grace of God I am who I am. So this passage, or this passage from the Bible, goes in line with the last song, which is, yet not I, but through Christ in me. It is not my strength, neither is it by any of my deeds, but it's just by the grace of God that has sustained me and made me who I am today. So please feel free to stand or sit, and then we'll see the three songs together, and after that we'll share our benediction. Amen.
Thank you.
Goodness will lead us home indeed. We bless God for such a wonderful service, wonderful people. Thank you for joining us in this praise and worship. Our last song will be Yet Not I by Christ in Me, but we will share the benediction and we'll share the blessing, and after that we can join the lounge in teas and coffees. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your guide and your presence in this service. We thank you that your presence has generated a massive impact on our lives. We thank you that our praises and our worship has reached you, O God. So we bless your name and we give you praise. Father, as we live here, we don't live off your presence. We pray that, O God, you guide us through our homes, you guide us throughout the weeks and the upcoming weeks. Father, we pray that, O God, your presence will guide us home and your presence will be with us all of our lives. We pray, O God, that those who could not make it, we pray that, O God, you continue to bless them and keep them in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. So, yet not I, but through Christ in me. After that, you can join for teas and coffees.
My joy. and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. All the chains are released. I can sing, I am free, and not I, but through Christ in me.
God bless you all for coming. Please join the lunch for teas and cups. Yeah? All right.